Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the Nerds Watching Wrestling
where we still podcast. Want justice for the Coven, aka Aladon and Alba Fire.
I don't know about justice, but Nick Aldis wants something from the Coven. When he was staring at the women on SmackDown,
he too wants justice, just a different form of it.
I mean, I want something that I saw on SmackDown too. I'm like,
a woman's title, yes, I got you. But like, oh my God, Isaac.
Yes. Good evening. I am Southern Wrestling Scholar ZJ Pierce with the Quantifiable One, JQ Williams, and we in this thing as your undisputed tag team champions. Just keeping it simple. Ignis Incorporated on the microphone this evening.
Real ones.
I'm saying, we're coming at y'all with a very special pre-Easter Saturday recordings, like, so unfortunately we won't be covering Collision because we are recording pre-Collision. Like I said, it's coming up Easter Sunday, and you know, people got stuff to do. Like, I for one does do the churches and family things.
People gonna be busy.
But Easter is not an excuse not talk about the road to WrestleMania and so on and so forth, because man, by the looks of these past two WWE shows, we's on the cusp of a new Attitude Era. Like, the guy was up in here wilding, especially on Raw.
I mean, hey, if you count The Rock in your wilding, I mean, I guess outside of him, a little bit.
Like I said, we'll get
little doing a little too much, but hey, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We will get into that in a minute, as well as confirmations on some more WrestleMania matches. We're going to talk about some AEW. Like, this week with AEW was just filled with wrestling. Like, if WWE said we're going to give you great promos, AEW said we're going to give you great wrestling, we's going to cover all of that. And we ain't going to waste no time. We're going to jump straight into it. Let's talk about some WWE. We's on the road to WrestleMania. We are
still bored on the road to WrestleMania, but on the road. On the road nonetheless.
And it's crazy because this week coming up, these are our go-home shows.
I mean, hey.
Like, we are.
I just might go home and not watch WrestleMania, but hey, we'll see what happens.
Like, we have one more episode of this before WrestleMania.
Ew.
And we're still trying to figure out when we're going to do that. We'll get to y'all to let y'all know how the WrestleMania episode is going to work, because obviously we want to give y'all the whole of WrestleMania, but with WrestleMania being two nights, I mean, thank God, because then it'll just be 10 hours. But
it'll
instead
just
of
be 10 hours of wrestling, and I ain't got it in me.
So, if it's up to me, we'll give y'all Monday through Stand and Deliver, and then come back at y'all with a special WrestleMania episode at a different time. But like I said, we'll discuss all that later. Right now, we're talking about the road with the sharp left.
I hope that sharp left is exciting, because the road on its own ain't.
Well, according to the internet wrestling community, this was the best episode of Raw in a while. Like this, apparently this was Benito. Like, this was chef's kiss. Like, this was the Raw. Especially as dull as the road to WrestleMania has been. But ain't nobody really been focused on the right thing on the road to WrestleMania.
Nobody's been focused on anything at all.
Like, only person about their business on the road to WrestleMania is Bayley.
It was like I saw. I was like, bro, this Rock and Cody thing popping. I can't wait to see who Roman feuding with at WrestleMania.
Can't wait to see who Roman going to do at WrestleMania.
Can't wait to see who Roman feuding with at WrestleMania, because Rock and Cody been on
Rock and Cody banging. Like, I forgot Roman was involved. Like, I forgot that this is a two-match, like, this is a two-match main event thing for Cody. Because, boy, I've just been, like, Cody ain't WWE champion. Like, I'm stepping up, Roman. Like, how you the tribal chief and the fifth most important person in your storyline?
The fifth is wild.
Because I'm definitely putting Paul Heyman over Roman Reigns.
I thought you were talking about Solo. Ooh, baby, I thought you were talking about Solo.
Nah, because it definitely goes Rock, Cody, Seth, Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns.
Well, you didn't put Drew in that. That's wild. That's why Drew mad now.
This ain't Drew's story.
That's why Drew mad now. Well, it's not Seth's story, which is what Drew been trying to tell him for a while.
So now you finally see him, my boy, because I'm telling you, like I said, it's cute or whatever that they said that this World Heavyweight title match is taking place on night two. Nah, son. And Drew McIntyre will bow to, like he said, he bowed to Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins would open night one with my match.
Nah, baby. We made Roman open, since you either open or close. You open night one.
No, baby, because the main event is that tag match. You're going to main event in that tag match. However, you're just not going to main event in that tag match with that gold belt around your waist, because I'm going to go ahead and claymore that off your pimping.
I mean, unless you don't. Unless you don't, because it's off in the game, so you don't. And, you know, I'm still in the main event with this gold belt.
I mean, then that's just tragic on Drew McIntyre's part, because, like, you would think after some of him want no excuses and all, you would want the perfectly healthy Seth Rollins, not the Seth Rollins that went to war with Rock and Roman Reigns 24 hours.
Hey, baby,
not even 24 hours, 12 hours
at
ago.
At this stage in the game, I want whatever Seth that I can get the belt off of. Like perfectly according healthy. According to you, that's any of
them.
Bet.
According to you, that's any of them.
Bet. So like fresh after the match, Seth, cool, got it.
Like I said, night one me, cuz.
Night one me,
bro. Like, let me clear your head before you go ahead and work a tag team match or whatever.
It's so important. Let me just get this title up.
Since you got to do what got to be done. Let me do what got to be done, too. It's called Get My Moment.
Like, you got to be Cody Shield. I'm going to just take this build up.
Like, my God, don't need this hurt in the line of fire.
Let me just get that.
All right. Monday Night Raw. Live from Chicago. Because, like, CM Punk was there, so we got to make sure we mention it was there. Because, like, first of all, shout out to Chicago for having a small stage. Like, Chicago going to show up, and they going to make us use these smaller stages. And I kind of like the smaller stages. I'm so sick of this big old video board. But anyway, Cody Rhodes opens the show saying that he is not a politician like Roman Reigns claims. Cody explains that you see him doing all the stuff after the shows, like saying he'll be at a five-year-old's birthday party or saying that he'll be the best man at people's weddings. He says he pretends to be the champion because the champion isn't here. Completely undermining Seth Rollins, who's brand new on. But since the champion, Seth,
like right there, in his vibrant colors and big shades.
But yeah, basically says that that he respects Roman, but he also hates him. And at WrestleMania, since the fans are the ones that stuck with him, the fans are going to be the ones that fight with him. The fans get to point at the WrestleMania sign with him. We're all going to WrestleMania, according to Cody. Did you point at the sign? If you point at the sign Monday, you're going to WrestleMania.
I mean, it's wild to make the fans in Chicago do that, knowing Mania going to be in Philly. But hey,
Mania's going to be in Philly.
Y'all going though? Like it's just going just from y'all living room. Or wherever you choose
to watch it. That's probably at least half the people that was in Chicago that's definitely going to WrestleMania.
Yeah, some of them still, yeah, some of them going.
Like I said, points at the WrestleMania sign, Ronda Rousey going to WrestleMania. I pointed at the ground.
Announcing that is wild.
They can't see it yet. After we all point at the WrestleMania sign like a family, The Rock comes
like
out.
Like a family is crazy.
Adrenaline. But anyway, The Rock comes out.
So glad you stopped.
The Rock comes out, gets his whole stick off, whole little entrance.
Ain't watching that. I'm sorry that happened, or I'm happy for you.
And then just whispers in Cody's ear and leaves.
Your mama, I'm blacker than your wife.
This is what I saw online. That was what I said. It would come right and whisper to Cody and I died. But when asked backstage what he whispered to Cody, The Rock said, ask Cody, to which Cody said that he doesn't bear repeating it. And now we get to some action as Ricochet continues his bi-monthly push.
Nah, baby, don't call it that anymore. Just call it Ricochet working sometimes.
Like, Ricochet at work again.
Ricochet, get a match. Like,
this time,
he put down that Kraft sandwich and got out on the big screen.
Said this time in a rematch against JD McDonald, two had a very good back and forth that unfortunately came to an end after Dominic Mysterio caused a small interference and getting ejected, which led Ricochet to hit a shooting star press on a standing JD McDonald. First of all, nah.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Who that for?
Who that for?
Like, I gotta catch your shooting star press.
Absolutely not. Right, baby, I'm so sorry for you because you finna get this Samoa Joe treatment. I'm gonna just casually walk to the side, like, look at you and sidestep, then look down, and then just roll you over and pin you.
But yeah, Ricochet coming away with another victory. Like, I would say impressive, but like, it's becoming redundant to call Ricochet impressive because, yeah, he could do so much, but they ain't did nothing. But like,
he did nothing.
Like I said, can't wait for him to win the WWE Speed Tournament and become the WWE Speed Champion. That's something we could have mentioned. We could have mentioned the debut of WWE Speed.
We just did a speed run of it. Ha ha.
Candice LeRae.
That's why I'm here, folks.
Candice LeRae continues whatever heel turn this
That's
is.
That's why I said because in her match because mind you, you were a heel in NXT. You then turned tweener in NXT. You went to the main roster as a face.
That's the crazy part. She never turned tweener in NXT. She just like stopped being in NXT one day.
The way was tween.
The female version of the way was heel. Then main roster way was face. So like Candice LeRae continued this heel turn in this match against Ivy Nile. At multiple points during the match, she kept trying to get Indy Hartwell to like attack Ivy while she had the referee distracted.
Indy hit her. Do something.
And when Indy won, she just, you know, faked a quick knee injury after laying out Maxine Dupree and then rolled her up for the win, acting like she won a Super Bowl or something.
I mean, this one is one of her first televised wins in a while, so it is Super Bowl for her.
Like
she ain't doing
what I don't know what, like. Cause like I said, my hopes for Candice got shot in the foot when y'all ain't do nothing but hunt in NXT, so
like who that go?
We'll just see where it goes. The originally scheduled match of Ivar versus Andrade Del Idolo didn't happen, so instead we got Andrade El Idolo versus Giovanni Vinci in the battle of who swagger is better, Italy or Mexico.
Giovanni's honestly, like if we pushing Giovanni Vinci, right, it's Giovanni Vinci, but since we not, we know who won that match.
Very competitive match too. Like that's that chest slap that chest, from Giovanni that to Andrade. Slap. That thing sang, boy.
That thing out there. I still got that save. I still got that sound bite saved. I use that on somebody.
Man, that thing.
That's what I should have said. We should have said justice for Giovanni in this intro because what we're doing to that man is criminal.
Yes, unfortunately, once again, it was not the Imperium Strongman's night as Andrade won with his new finisher, The Message, which is basically just the double underhook neckbreaker. Like, lifting, spinning neckbreaker, double underhook, like, zoop, zoop.
So, an inverted coronation as Lexus King.
Instead of the arms cross, it's the double underhook.
Like, okay, cool, baby.
Like, yeah. And then we get what is being dubbed as one of the hottest promos in Monday Night Raw as basically CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins just went out there and ran up shop.
That they did.
Like, it obviously started with CM Punk hyping himself up, saying that he's going to WrestleMania, but in what capacity? He wonders if he should be the referee or if he should be on commentary because, you know, I got to reference the pipe bomb every time I come out. But obviously, Drew McIntyre says, why are you here? Like, basically.
Genuinely, just like, hey, bro, you could do none of that.
Like, you could not be here.
Like, you could do none of that and just go home. We at your state. We in your state. Like, go home.
I'm saying Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins, I mean, not Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk have a great back and forth, including when Drew McIntyre mentioned himself as the chosen one, and CM Punk dared him to say, who called you that, bud?
Dared him to say who called
you the chosen one. Like, who called you the chosen one? I give you three hints.
I give you three guesses. Say it right now.
Wait, just say it. But Drew said, can't be calling my kilt skirt, gonna get canceled. Like, because you know Scottish cultural preparation.
And then it was unneeded, but all right.
Then Seth Rollins came out. Punk, you know I don't like you. But, like, obviously you want to be involved. But, like, you can't be a referee because you ain't got no counting arm.
To which CM Punk drops down and counts to three.
Fast counted, first of all, so he definitely can't be my referee.
Well, like, he definitely finna be my ref. I just
watched the fast count. Even Pat McAfee called it fast count.
High lie, that was a trap. You fast count, can't be a ref.
Can't be a ref. So, since he's so good at running his mouth, CM Punk is going to be on color commentary for the World Heavyweight Championship match, in which he dropped the best line. I'm gonna do with my 10-year absence, your sword, your skirt, Seth, your wife, your stupid clothes. I'm gonna do what all of them things can do in 10 years, and let's make both of you interesting.
I mean, baby, if we both been interested in it on TV. You've been nursing an injury that you got back in your first televised match, but it's okay.
I would say, after trying to walk off on his music, Drew McIntyre, like, nah, bro, he don't get the last word. And then Seth Rollins reminded y'all that neither do you super kick stomp like that.
Yeah, it's my show, baby. Monday Night Rollins.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
I don't know why you had to say it like that, but I mean, paying homage, I guess.
Yeah, you got
or something like that.
Because he is a visionary, he's a revolutionary, he's the World Heavyweight Champion, and he is Seth
freaking Rollins.
Who's that fadeaway effect for?
That's the crowd. Because he said Seth and then held the mic out. And that's the... Like, that's the crowd. Anyway.
Child.
After having a bit of an altercation backstage, New Day versus DIY compete in a tag team match with the Awesome Truth on commentary. Like, pretty standard fun match between DIY and New Day, like you'd expect. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods are very good at this thing called tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
However, that don't mean nothing to the Judgment Day, because why are we still in this ladder match for these titles with 16?
Still in this ladder match with 16.
So, like, oh my God, it's time to mob off on the ones who's already going. And it's apparently three of y'all from one another. First of all, it's four teams from Raw and two teams from SmackDown in this tag team ladder match. That's disrespectful.
I mean, like,
shit. Because apparently Judgment Day represents both brands, but they don't go to SmackDown. At all. At all. Like, at least Usos was on both shows. Judgment Day don't go to SmackDown at all.
Who over there? Or what's over there? So Monday Night Raw.
Anyway,
what's on SmackDown?
Judgment Day goes out, stars mobbing.
You want Rhea to go fight Natty again? That's what that is, and you're rude.
Judgment Day Capone mobbing. Then they like with Miz eventually going in trying to help even the odds. When none of that works, all of Judgment Day notices R-Truth on commentary because Truth is still the whole time Judgment Day out there. Oh, snap, Judgment Day out there. I'm on commentary this week. I am on commentary this week. Truth, we got to go help them. I'm not fighting it, bro. I'm on commentary.
And like, you know.
Judgment Day goes to commentary. Y'all, I'm on commentary. Commercial break. Take it back to commercial break. Stu, I know you hear me. Like, breaking character, and that's the point that Stu, the cameraman who protects the commercial break, was egregious.
He actually did. Hey, bro.
Before he's immediately, like, not immediately put down by the Judgment Day, because I definitely got one off on Finn, JD, and Dominic.
Oh, yeah, because I'm swinging. I'm swinging, bro.
But, you know, Damian Priest, who's smart, picked me up off the ground and immediately had me in a crucifix bomb.
Like, hey, bro, like, take away this leverage real quick. Appreciate it.
Once again, love how despite this is a six-pack tag team title match and that they legit disposed of every threat. I'm not putting quotation around their threat. They disposed of every threat in the ring. The fact that they had to go out there and mink on R-Truth, who said y'all owe me money. Y'all owe me money.
I mean, they do. I got y'all money from that merch sale. Like, y'all kicked me out of the group one money.
But yeah, like, just like I said back in all these earlier episodes, it's going to be a dream when R-Truth get these tag titles at WrestleMania. Because even with five of the best teams in this ladder match, this is still the R-Truth storyline.
I don't want to turn the TV off when it happens, but it's going to be good. It's going to be all right for some people, I guess.
It's going to be good, especially like if you're a long-time watcher of R-Truth, you know about the fear of ladders and spiders and stuff. Like 15-year-old me is having the time of his life with this.
I suppose.
Next, Becky and Rhea go face-to-face. Becky says that she doesn't have to post a picture of her bum to get noticed. She decides to go out here and wrestle everybody because she still has to prove that she is the best at what she does. And she says Rhea at this point has grown complacent, which is why she can't just get away with posting a picture of her booty.
Her bum.
Then Rhea basically mentions Becky's baby, which turns Becky into Supermom.
Yeah.
That was your one. Like, Becky laid it out first of all. Like, Rhea Ripley, that was your one.
Said your child's gonna look at that TV, see you in the arm sling, and have to call me mommy.
And Becky said, that's your one. Because now, you talking about you didn't attack me out of respect. Nah, baby, you didn't attack me because you know once you throw that first punch, there ain't no going back. So instead, I threw it on Dominic. Like, nah, nah,
nah. Hey, got your boyfriend.
And then they, brawl for a minute because no one touches Dom Dom.
You know how to say it like that, but okay.
But yeah, like, they booked for a minute. Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, Women's World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Who you got? Now that we about a week or so away. Who you got in this Rhea Becky match?
Becky.
Just straight up Becks going over.
Yeah, big time Becky Lynch. Because if Rhea wins, what then? Like it's not that you're gonna have you can have Rhea for winning. If Rhea wins, what then?
I'm honestly trying to think.
Like, who?
Do we continue to live Morgan Angle? Like,
How do we build off that? Because then Becky beat Liv here recently.
Yeah, and it's 1-on-1 match.
And yeah, and like I'm if I beat her, who beat you? I can beat you. So yeah, Becky. Because Becky opens up more doors. Becky opens up the Liv door again. Becky can open up the Liv door out before Rhea can.
But then that'll be face versus face.
I mean, hey, we'll be all right.
Like, you know, WWE don't typically do thems.
We'll be all right. Rhea's a tweener. Like, she act heel, but fans cheer.
True.
Like.
Next in the in-ring competition that did have a finish, Sami Zayn took on Big Bronson Reed ahead of his Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania against the Ring General Gunther.
And Sammy,
there you go.
And I was gonna do it. And Sammy won.
Oh no, he denied. Because Gunther came out to watch that match and like Chad said, Sammy likes to look for opportunities to get out. Gunther stole that opportunity right from Sammy, because the moment he turned around to get ready for that Louvre kick, he ran to that big body Bronson Reed. Land that tsunami. 1, 2, 3. I have just defeated the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship. Hey, Gunther. Hey, bro. Let me in that match, bro.
Not for nothing. No shade to Bronson Reed. But if you can't be Bronson Reed, you can't be Gunther for that world title.
If you can't be Bronson Reed, you cannot be Gunther for that world title. Like, why not? But backstage, Sammy wants Chad Gable's help. Because, you know, I have to be in the mindset of actually winning. Instead of looking for a sneak door. And in the main event, Jey Uso beat Shinsuke Nakamura in a pretty okay match. That was more angled in the match because obviously towards the end of the match, we see Solo and Jimmy. Then we see Cody and Seth who come out to fend them off. But then while they fend them off, Drew McIntyre comes out to remind Seth that you was in the wrong storyline and hit Seth with a future shot DDT. As Cody is fighting Jimmy and Solo backstage, Jey Uso wins with a spear. And then while I'm still facing Jimmy and Solo backstage, who should come out but The Rock and blindside Cody and just proceed with what is being called the greatest beatdown and ending of Raw ever.
Mauled him.
As Rock just mauls on him as he reveals that he whispered to Cody that he's going to make Cody bleed, which he does. Then he takes his weight belt that says Mama Rhodes, wipes Cody's blood on the belt. And then when the camera went off, he kept on beating that boy. Like, when the camera went off, he kept beating that boy like a slave.
And like I said, if the camera's off, that means when ain't nobody watching, I'm going to get up. Like
clear. Nah, forget that.
Oh, bet. Cool then. Like, we scrapping. Like, who? Kayfabe don't know her. Kayfabe don't know her. You said, nah, that means yeah. So, like,
that
means
yeah.
That means yeah, baby. Like, you finna fight Cody. I Cody Rhodes, I'm about to fight Dwayne Johnson. Like, that's it.
Cody
Runnels is about to fight Dwayne Johnson. Like, just let that be known.
But yeah, it's like they brawled outside into the trucking area. Like, it was one point that was over like a little parking deck that obviously was split by a road. They said Attitude Era fans was waiting on Rock to throw Cody over their bridge.
Okay,
in the Attitude Era, The Rock canonically threw somebody off a bridge. His name was Steve Austin. But yeah, that was this Monday's pre-go-home show Raw. Like I said, can't wait to see who Roman facing at WrestleMania, but The Rock versus Cody has been a bang.
This Rock and Cody storyline popping. Roman must ain't got no opponent.
And then, like I said, we now have a special guest commentator for the Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins match. It's CM Punk, hooray. He's going to WrestleMania, points at the plant.
They don't see the plant.
That's why I had to let them know about the plant.
You also didn't point, but all right. But like,
they didn't see me not point though.
Let's talk about this heel.
The roar of the crowd. NXT, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we start off the black and gold brand, or gold and white brand, the brand that is no longer Rainbow Technicolor. We start off Shawn Michaels' show with Dijak versus Shawn Spears. Sean Spears having his second match back since returning after Bapping Ridge Holland with a chair.
Bapping Ridge Holland is wild. Bapping Ridge Holland came out of your mouth.
It makes a bap noise when they hit. But and Dijak obviously trying to find himself in the North American title picture. So obviously this match could have gone anywhere for both of these men. Towards the end of the match, when Dijak and Spears were outside and Spears had the upper hand, Joe Gacy came from under the ring and just like stole the chair. Like just stole the chairman's chair.
I mean, you can't really just have this laying around. Like, dangerous, bro.
Can't wait to see what Joe Gacy is going to do next.
Safety regulations, making sure we safe.
But ultimately on the night, Dijak did get the win with the Feast Your Eyes. Later in the night, Joe Gacy technically returned Sean Spears' chair back.
I mean,
by throwing it off the roof.
I mean, I said, hey, bro, got this.
Like, just threw the chair off the roof.
How else was he supposed to get it if I'm on the
almost
roof?
Almost hit Oba Femi. Like,
I'm on the roof. How else is he supposed to get it?
Why are you on the roof?
I was giving this man his chair back. Don't worry about Wilmot and why.
Why did you take it? Like, why did you take it? Not only why are you on the roof, why did you take the chair?
Because it was laying around the ring. That's very dangerous.
Okay.
And then I turned it into a guitar on the announce table. Damn. Like, it was great.
Up next, Thea Hill took on Jasmine Nix, Jason Jane, little friend or whatever. Because, like, now Jason Jane just finna reform Toxic Attraction with this new girl.
Like,
Jasmine, that's all this is.
Like, you said you were a face to save the school, and now you're a heel.
The
why?
Moment the school saved, you just turned on Thea Hill and cost her a boyfriend, all that. Like, for why? What reason? Like, you that bored? Ain't nobody that bored.
I mean, apparently.
But after getting Chase U ejected, Jason Jane tried to interfere with Thea, wondering, I thought we used to be friends. Jason told her that we were never friends and slapped her, allowing Jasmine Nix to get a roll up just to her not get the win.
Just to give me that arm.
Because Thea Hale immediately put her in that Kimura and tapped her out. After the match, Jason Jane attempted to brawl with Thea Hale before Izzy Dane and Kiana James could come in and triple bully that girl. But thankfully,
real quick, moment of appreciation for Izzy Dane. I hear it. NWW, love you. Appreciate it.
Ew.
She do.
Ultimately, Thea was saved by Kalani Jordan and Fallon Henley.
Hunley.
Possibly setting up a triple threat women's tag. I mean, a six women's tag, either at Stand Deliver or on this week's NXT. We'll have to see. But I guarantee you that definitely just finishes up a six woman.
Yeah.
We get a backstage promo with Sol Ruka explaining her injury and how now she got to come and get Blair Davenport. Lola Vice issues an open challenge, which is answered and won by Natalya. It's the 2024 Natalya break.
Are you trying to coin an actual thing? You said the 2024 Natty break.
Yeah, because I probably got notes and notes and notes of stuff in this thing from our first episode. And I guarantee you, other than the Royal Rumble, there is not a single mention of Natalya in this thing. So, yes, this is your first quarterly 2024 Natalya spotting. Love to see you, Natty. Got you another win, girl.
Well, I mean, it's all right. It's all right to see you.
Baby, still stacking records, like, still the most winningest woman in this company.
It's because you're the longest woman that's been in the company.
I mean, step y'all game up, like, sharpshooter.
I mean, let's not. We ain't going to act like you ain't on the opposite end of the fastest women's match in WWE recorded history.
Guinness World Record.
What's next? Because, this Natty sick, right.
Also, for whatever reason, Carmen Petrovic was at ringside with Natalya. Just throw that in there. Ridge Holland next comes out and very seriously tells us that he is stepping away from in-ring competition in order to get his physical and mental health in order, because obviously this was kind of like a redemption run for Ridge Holland in NXT. His career has always been kind of rocky, like when he first burst on the scene, when he was in getting ready for his first big push. He tore his, he broke his ankle in a match against Oney Lorcan, which took him out of Team McAfee. Then he comes back, is put on the main roster, joins Sheamus as part of the Brawling Brutes, where he quite infamously hit Big E with a suplex that resulted in Big E breaking his neck. So now he's been working around the stigma of being an unsafe wrestler, which is what this new stint NXT was for, to help try to make him a safer wrestler and a better wrestler. But obviously, with the weight of what he does and what he did on him, and the internet wrestling fans not being supportive human beings, the toll is just taking to him physically and mentally. It is taking a toll on the man portraying Ridge Holland. So in his time away, we would like to thank the man under the guise of Ridge Holland. We thank him for his years of entertaining service in wrestling. And y'all be better to people. Y'all know he didn't drop Big E on purpose. Y'all know he did not drop Big E on his neck for purpose. Like, the fact that y'all still threatening that man,
wild,
is ridiculous.
Wild. Wild indeed.
Like, y'all don't be those wrestling fans. These are all still people. Thank you, Mr. Holland. Throughout the night, we got two prime target videos highlighting the feud between Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. Those two will indeed be main eventing Stand and Deliver, because who else?
I mean, the champion?
I mean, that's cute, but like, Tony D for the win. But still, like, we've been telling this story since October. Ain't nothing but two people main eventing this Stand and Deliver. Because the full prime target videos are out on YouTube and on Peacock as part of the WWE Network. So make sure y'all check them out. NXT champion Ilya Dragunov then takes on Channing Stax Lorenzo.
Stax.
The
underboss.
And, you know, just like a little warm-up match so the Don can see what the Mad Dragon can do. Like, look like Dragunov broke his fingers like somewhere.
Stax broke them fingers. Stax got a hold of them.
Like,
Dragunov
throwing like, no set the rest of the match.
I hit like Mr. Take My Strong Hand for the rest of that match. Like, my germs. Like, boy, that hand was strong.
But he was able to put Stax away with Torpedo Moskow, the running head. But after the match, Tony D instructs Luca Cristofino to give Ilya Dragunov a very special invitation to dinner next week. No, this dinner will not be at the restaurant, which is why this special invitation was needed. That means Dragunov gonna die. But
like, boy, you're gonna be at my house. Dinner gonna be at my house.
Dinner gonna be in Italy.
In Italy. Get you with Stax, finish your cement shoes.
Tony D is a Chicago Italian. So I'm like, they ain't taking their place at the bottom of a bus, but like,
you're gonna put them under, bro. Like,
Josh Briggs takes on Duke Hudson next, also trying to build momentum towards the North American Championship, because like, standing to live around the corner, like, somebody gotta recognize me, bro. Like, I put in some work around here. Josh Briggs comes away with the win after the JBL clothesline, after which Obafemi says that he wants both Briggs and Dijak, who was on commentary for this match, in a triple threat match for his North American
champion. I have found two worthy competitors for the title of Black Panther.
Incorrect.
For the title.
Script. Hey, wait. But incorrect, nonetheless. Make sure you cut that.
No, that's staying in. Oh, boy, that's staying in. That's staying, but that is right. That is a crisis.
Obafemi
hopes to not have his title scooped. Hey, wait.
As he takes on Dijak and Josh Briggs in a triple threat match for the North American Championship at Stand and Deliver. Cannot wait. Another meat match?
No, that ain't a meat match. That's just a match.
Well, Obafemi made a meat stop.
Briggs ain't. Dijak's not. Like, Briggs
just,
is
the Briggs is, because Briggs still like country strong. Dijak just beat.
Dijak is just 6'9". Skyscraper.
Like, got feet.
Got feet in air. Like, feet, air, and hang time. Like, boy.
And in the main event, Akira Tozawa and Otis of the Alpha Academy took on the NXT Tag Team Champions Baron Corbin, Bron Breakker, the Wolf Dogs.
And they won, and they're going to WrestleMania April Fool's.
It's stand and deliver. First of all, that's Monday. Shout out to y'all. But
And they won, and they're going to stand and deliver April Fool's. But, of course not.
Like, but this like pretty nice little match, little 8-minute match. Obviously, we had to get rid of Otis.
And so put him just, through a table.
So we could just dog walk Akira Tozawa real
quick. Dog walk. That man took one of Braun's 0-200 spears, and he still ain't breathing. He took that spear, too, and he still ain't breathing.
I'm saying, and after the Wolf Dogs get the win, they are confronted by the LWO and the OC before Nathan Frazier and Ashton just running the ring, start fighting. Like, all these stare downs are cute. First of all,
Nathan Frazier been getting these Seth Rollins interruptions off every week. Like, that ain't how that's gonna work. And then just runs in.
Whichever one of them ran past Luke Gallows, one of them bapped Luke Gallows on the head, on the way in. Like, and then got in the ring, I caught that. Like, one of y'all whole life hit the big LG.
Like, just pop me, bro. You can't do that.
And yeah, like nice traction to us, stand and deliver. Like, honestly, I'm more excited for the NXT go home show than I am the Raw go home show.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
Could that mean next week we finally go get the in ring segment between Trick and Mello?
Oh, yeah, next week they finally the ring together.
And that's what Prime Target told me. If we got the Prime Target this week, that means we're getting the face to face next week.
We got to, because the week after next is, you know,
main event time, baby.
Yeah.
Like, we maining, boy, we headlining Philly. Like, Trick's on town. Like, if you wonder where Trick Willie hailing from, he is hailing from
Stanley. Trick Willie from Philly.
Yes, sir. Are you ready?
Wow. All right.
Are you ready to talk about Smackers?
I mean,
it's me. So
I'm never really ready to talk about SmackDown.
Like I said, SmackDown be mad me when ain't no world champion to focus on.
Ain't
like,
nothing going on.
So, like, just run through SmackDown real quick. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens lost to Pretty Deadly. Let's start there.
I'm sorry, what?
So, let's start there. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens lost to Kit Wilson and Elton Prince.
That tracks. That tracks. Former tag team champions across all the boards.
Pretty Deadly. Logan Paul knocked out Kevin Owens with brass knucks.
Even before that, that still tracks. Like, baby, we Pretty Deadly have held all of the NXT tag team championships.
And Randy Orton and Kevin Owens
are a Franken team,
but are each former undisputed tag team champions.
Okay, cool. Kevin Owens with
former world champions
with different people. Me, Owen, and my boy Kit been doing this thing. Like I've been telling you since this pod started, Franken teams ain't got nothing on teams that we build from the ground up. Like that, like Pretty Deadly beats them on paper.
This the
like,
biggest feather in Pretty Deadly cap in a minute, because I ain't been doing nothing.
That's because Buddy's just coming back off injury. And like that momentum died the moment he went off, the momentum was dead.
But yeah, like I said, Logan Paul snuck under the ring, hit Kevin Owens with the brass knucks, and then went back under the ring for Pretty Deadly to get the win. Randy Orton then proceeds to find Logan Paul up under the ring, where he is then chased immediately out the arena. Catch me outside, Randy. Hops in the car. Catch me outside, Randy.
Runs.
Like, runs.
Randy.
Like, hops in the car, ran off. All that. Io Shirai, like, the extra Y.
They don't look alike. Shut up.
They're the same person. Io Shirai is cutting a backstage promo explaining that Damage Control was formed because Bayley was lost, and she just wanted to take credit for everything that her and Dakota was doing. So her and Dakota knew that it was time to get rid of Bayley, especially when they added back Asuka and Kairi. And at WrestleMania, Bayley will be humbled and will be sent back being a lost little girl. And then Bayley got the nyang nyang after that whole thing. Like here's how quick that attack was. Bayley was in there watching that interview. Cause the moment is it, and that's a wrap. Io Shirai says thank you. Bayley says, yeah.
one of them Finn Balor Marlins from Seth Rollins, eh?
Bayley, I'm talking about through the lighting rigs on that car.
Hey, bro, like I know how these setups work. I know the holes hit. Like I said,
Bayley was in that room watching that promo. Next on the show, Jade Cargill officially signs with SmackDown. The storm is here.
It's a lot of women.
Former AEW TBS champion
statuettes
made her debut officially in the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble. Now she is part of the SmackDown Women's Division. Can't wait to see what Miss Cargill does. She heals. She snoo snoo. Like,
she what?
Next up, we have our first WrestleMania tag team ladder match qualifying final match. Like I said, SmackDown did a little tournament for
that. No, say that whole name one more time.
WrestleMania ladder match qualifier tournament final.
No. Immediately.
Like I said, instead of just doing a little one-off matches, SmackDown and Nick Aldis ran the whole tournament. So, firstly, the Street Profits took on A-Town Down Under. Yes, that is their name. It was on a graphic.
Yeah, it's been a name for a minute. A-Town Down Under.
And it looked like the Street Profits had the win until a video played of Bobby and B-Fab getting boot gang mobbed on by Scarlett and Karrion Kross.
Oh.
Played, which distracted Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford long enough for Austin Theory to get his knees up on the what's on the Frost Splash name? From the Heavens.
Okay.
On the From the Heavens Frost Splash, Austin Theory was able to get the knees up and roll up Montez Ford for the win. After the match, the final testament continued to beat up the Pride. I guess it's going to lead to a tag match at the Friday before Mania.
Absolutely.
It's like, I'm not paying to see that at Mania. Like, absolutely not.
Or pre-show. Like,
no. I'm good.
Either or.
Nah.
Pre-show.
Speaking of pre-show.
Santos Escobar. I am not letting you fly with that intro.
Come on.
You will put some respect on the great art of Spanish wrestling.
I love Lucha Libre, but however, this is stupid because this came out of nowhere and this makes no sense. This came out of nowhere. This makes no sense. Heel turn incoming. Okay, all that said, Santos and Legado thank Dominic Mysterio for helping against Ray Ray because, you know, they both help Ray Ray. Here come LWO and Ray Ray. Ray Ray says, the two men that I hate the most are standing right in front of me, but now I have the opportunity to beat y'all both. So I challenge y'all to a tag team match at WrestleMania. Now, here's the funniest part of this promo. Ray says he's going to get a partner of his choosing. Dominic asks, who are you going to get? Are you going to get the Lollipop Guild? Points at Cruz del Toro. Are you going to get the one with the hair? Points at Carlito. Are you going to get the non-Latino? Points at Joaquin Wilde. I was like, bro, like somebody finally said it. Someone finally said it.
Well, we're not going to do
that. Like someone finally said it.
Now everybody. Everybody. LWO is for everyone.
That man is from the Philippines. Look, that boy Dominic looked at Joaquin Zima Ion Wilde and said, the non-Latino. And I said, yank.
LWO is for everyone.
Someone finally said it.
LWO is for everyone.
But no, Ray Ray said it's going to be my son, Dragon Lee.
He did not say that.
He didn't say his son, but he said the newest
member of LWO.
In which case, you see Carlito immediately playing his heel turn.
Really? The guy whose finish is called the Backstabber is going to do a heel turn? We're also doing a podcast right now.
Like, Rey Mysterio saying Dragon Lee or Carlito heart melts it.
Like Carlito going to be on the SmackDown after WrestleMania. Santos was right. Shut up. Nobody cares. Like, Dom tried to tell y'all this when I turned on that man. But here y'all go.
And then we were just going to walk out the ring, but you know, Electra and Zelina wasn't having that. So, you know, cat fight led to problem. I don't know how that go.
Electra.
That actually blended perfectly into our next match as Angel and Umberto of Legado took on the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, in the second WrestleMania ladder match qualifier final. And yeah.
WrestleMania tag team ladder match qualifying final.
I was like, and yeah, like once again, very good clash of styles between British Strong Style and Lucha Libre wrestling.
Love me some British Strong Style because it just hurt.
Because it's just stretching and striking.
It's just hurt wrestling, bro. Like, show you some pain.
Like, highlight of the match definitely being that bop and bang to
that
Angel.
Bop and bang from Tyler Bate to Angel Garza. gotta fight you after stuff like that, bro. Like, adding Bobby Bane to the list of moves, like on that list so far, is Andrade's running fake out slap, Christian's sliding. Are you gonna do? Yeah, the running fake out slap, Christian's baseball slide slap, and now the bop and bang. Like, oh, you catch me in any one of them three, like, it's Naomi and old girl again, bro. Like, we fighting Millers, right?
Okay, but yes, the British Strong Style did come out on top as Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate hit the Birminghammer, the little finisher. Yes, it's actually called the Birminghammer.
Who said it?
Corey Graves. Because Wade Barrett called it a double title driver and Corey Graves had to correct him.
Ew. I don't like that.
Like, so now, our confirmed WrestleMania six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships, the Judgment Day will defend against the New Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under, and the New Catch Republic.
I'm sorry. Like, bro, that Hardy Boy music is going to bang.
And like, I'm going to freak out just like I did in WrestleMania 33, baby. Like, I'm going to mark.
They're going to find a way to be there.
I'm going to mark the same way I did back at 33, cuz.
Mark.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I was in my room watching that WrestleMania. I ran the whole house. Cause, like, I knew it. Like, was so excited when the Hardy Boys came back.
I mean, they were there. They came back. Like, that Hardy Boy music is going to bang at WrestleMania this year, folks.
Like, especially because the night before they just fought the Young Bucks in a ladder match for the tag titles at Ring of Honor on Supercard.
Yeah.
Like, gotta love when the surprise be surprising. The Bloodline revealed that they called the hit out on Cody. That, you know, The Rock perpetrated.
Oh, yeah. Tribal Chief told him to do that.
Yeah.
You don't move because Big Dog told you to move.
And in the world's most elongated segment, AJ Styles and LA Knight confirmed their WrestleMania match. They're going to fight at WrestleMania. Like,
I'm not watching.
Like, that was just a stretched out 5 minute segment. LA Knight was just a security guard.
I'm not watching all that. I'm sorry for you or happy that happened.
And in the main event, Bianca Belair took on Dakota Kai of Damage Control.
And Dakota Kai won.
Girl, be real.
April Fool's again.
Girl, be real. Because it was in the main event. Girl, like, this night obviously belonged to the EST because it was her first match on SmackDown in a month. And, like, I was like, who is Dakota Kai? Like,
Damage Control.
She just got her knee back. I mean, Dakota Kai looked good in this match, but, like, EST, what? Bianca Belair won with the KOD. After the match, Damage Control started to get the jump on Bianca with Naomi attempting to make a save. But everything changed when the storm came as Jade Cargill came in and got involved. And in this exact order, hit a pump kick on Asuka. Hit the choke powerbomb, the snishiest powerbomb
I've seen from a woman or on a woman in a while.
On Dakota Kai.
Picked that little girl up from the ground, sent her an air for a little bit, and then sat her on her shoulders and then sent her back to the ground. Like,
and then the rudest transition from a sleep hold ever, just dropped Kyrie with the jaded, or for y'all who don't know who Jay Gargill is, the glam slam. Before getting the metaphoric pin on Kairi Sane with the crowd chanting 1, 2, 3, so you know she could do her little finger lick thing with Jade, and then, like, before the ultimate WrestleMania point, Jade had a brief stare down with Asuka, indicating that there could be her introductory feud, like the Storm versus the Empress. I'm not mad at it. I wanted to be Bianca too, but, like, if it start with Asuka, I'm not mad.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Nia Jax.
Different shows.
Draft.
August. Can we go to Dynamite, please?
If that's next, I guess. Like.
But, like, yeah, that's it on the WWE side. At the end of the show, Jay, Bianca, and Naomi pointed at the WrestleMania side, implying a triple threat match between them and Damage Control, and they just stood in the ring with all the black excellence.
Wow. All
right, we're going to get through AEW kind of quick because Like I said, we're not covering Collision because we're recording this on the Saturday before Easter instead of the Sunday. So, because, you know, Easter.
Like.
So, this is being, like, we're, like, Collision is actively on the air as we're still recording this. But.
And boy, howdy. For those of y'all that are currently watching Collision, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Like, if I got to hop on and talk about what happened, like, if I got to hop on this, we can talk about Collision, I will.
You will.
But,
we are. I'm going to tell you right now, we're talking about Collision next week.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, like,
Next week opens on Collision. But we're going to go ahead and get through AEW Dynamite and Rampage, because when I tell you there was no time for promos here, this was all wrestling, this was all heat, this was all gas, no breaks. And, like, we started with the most premium of gas as this show, as this show opened with William Ospreay versus Katsuyori Shibata. Jesus.
Yeah.
Can the first thing I see, like, as a wrestling fan, but as not a wrestling fan, like, because now it's so good, it's annoying. Can the first thing I see not be a 4.5-star match?
I'm Will Ospreay. That was a 5-star match. So there you go. The first thing you saw wasn't 4. The first thing you saw wasn't 4.5. It was 5. There you go.
Like, first of all, once again, like, it'd be like that British strong style be that hurt wrestling. Japanese strong style is disrespectful.
It's just rude. It should be rude to you. Bro, it's like, just rude.
For every 3-4 shivers Will Ospreay threw,
Shibata asked for 2 more.
Shibata ate him and then just hit him with one. Like, Ospreay, 1, 2, 3.
And just hurt. And just hurt him.
Like, God. Like, and boy, he. And Will Smart, he knew what, if he caught that PK to the chest, it was over with. That's why he just ate that one to the back. But, yeah, for those of y'all that really like your wrestling and your wrestling, Katsuyori Shibata and Will Ospreay
went out there.
So good.
Went out there and did that, bro.
Like, so good. The rest of the show.
The
rest of the show barely don't matter.
It low key don't.
It's progressed. Like, there's story progression in the rest of the show.
But we open with Will Ospreay.
But we
open with Will Ospreay.
Like, this match right here. Like, once again, if you are new to this podcast, welcome.
Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay.
If you're new here, welcome Will Ospreay. That's about all.
And Katsuyori Shibata. If you've been listening to us for a while, and you still haven't gone out your way to watch one of the 9 Katsuyori Shibata matches that I'm pretty sure we can cover at any point.
Or just any Will Ospreay match.
Like, if y'all just think we ought to give him a lip service.
A little bit, but like still. Like,
I'm not, because I love these Shibata matches so much. Like, give him back that pure title. Who's the pure champion? Who is the pure champion?
Somebody is, but like Will Ospreay.
Somebody is. That's like, crazy.
William Ospreay and Katsuyori Shibata. Their second time meeting.
Only their second time meeting.
In both of their careers.
William got
the one up this time.
Good on good boy. Because Katsuyori Shibata definitely destroyed the 21-year-old Will Ospreay. But the man with 2 pugs, 3 cats, a missus, a kid, and a mortgage.
2 pugs, 3 cats, a kid, a missus, and a mortgage.
And something
I
to prove.
Want this more than you, Danielson.
Like, because that's all this match was, just another hype match for Dynasty. We then get a video package for Bryan Danielson where he says this is going to be his last year. He's going to call all the shots because this is, like, Bryan Danielson did say that he's going to start winding down in the year 2024. Next, we have our first quarterfinal match in the AEW Tag Team Title Tournament as the EVP Bucks took on Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy, and Mark Quinn. This, first of all, a rematch from the original AEW World Tag Team Title Tournament.
Yeah.
And Private Party quite famously got the up on Matt and Nick Jackson that night. So this was a very highly contested rematch with both teams needing something to prove. Both teams wanting to get back into that title contention. Obviously, Private Party. Yeah, I'll say a Private Party not living up to the hype of that first victory.
Not in the slightest.
Like, so they came out with a point to prove. EVP Bucks still playing the heels that they are. did their job. Obviously,
did their job so well.
Like, got the low blow on Isaiah Cassidy before hitting the modified stutter step B trigger. Because that was Tom Schiavone. That Tom Schiavone called the stutter step.
1, 2, 3. Got the win. They won the match. Boy, honestly, I was wondering how we were going to do this Young Buck heel turn again, because everybody knows we've seen heel Young Bucks in every color, in every just form and fashion.
When in doubt, just go
make
for
them professional.
Like, when in doubt, make go them corporate.
Because that is the one thing they have yet to do.
Like, when in doubt, go corporate. Like,
we're
executive vice presidents of this company. Bet, I'll act like it. I'll act like a suit.
And that has us with Kazuchika Okada in the elite.
Like, that put Kazuchika Okada in the elite. Current Continental Crown Champion. Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale, Sky Blue, and Anna Jay all competed in a TBS title eliminator match. Fatal four-way with the CEO.
CEO. CEO.
Mercedes Moné on commentary. CEO. Obviously, the story still going into this match is around Willow and the CEO, Mercedes. But these four women put on a very competitive match. Obviously, Chris Statlander, the only TBS champion in this match, because there's only been three of them so far. Anna Jay, who's been a big part of the women's division since its inception, hopefully trying to get back on some winning ways, trying to get a little more tags on her belts. Sky Blue, who's already under Julia Hart in the House of Black. I don't know if she's in the house. Like, how does that work? Is she just like under Julia, or like what?
Yeah, that's an offshoot. It's an offshoot faction.
Offshoot faction.
Yeah, because you know Scott. Because I'm pretty sure Sky Blue hadn't said three words to Malachi Buddy or Brody
about anything.
Sky. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure Sky hadn't said hello to them three gentlemen as far as you know faction relations go. So like, y'all have y'all three dudes. I'm gonna have my three women. Like,
who's Will. Third?
Willow. Like the original girl who faced our spatty and the girl who's gonna take that chair to Mercedes back. Like,
we'll see. Cause like, it's like I thought we might have dropped that at that point.
You also thought we might have dropped the Sky Blue one.
No, because even with Sky and Julia, there was still like tales of it still going on. Cause they had eye makeup and all that.
Willow had it too.
So did Sky. Now she's just in this tag team with Chris and Stokely.
I mean, it ain't necessarily Willow. It ain't really necessarily really Willow of you to throw that chair at Sasha Banks back. But like, I
put it down.
But you had it up in an aggressive fashion before. You put it down when I looked at you. Like, let's call it what it was. You dropped it immediately when I turned around. You were holding that smoking gun aimed. Like, holding is one thing. You had that gun aimed. Like, you threw that thing down when I looked at you. So, like, nah, yeah, Willow Nightingale, like the original.
But yes, the night did belong to Miss Willow in the end, and she got the win. After the match, Julia Hart kind of got, like, gives a little bit of an attack before collecting her Sky Blue and leaving, because no, Mercedes Moné right there. Like, I ain't got no beef with you, Moné. Like, the best friends, Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta, took on the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion, Mike Bennett and Matt Taven.
There you go.
In the second quarterfinal AEW Tag Team Title Tournament match.
And the tag champions won.
Who lied to you?
I have hope.
Like, boy, we already put the Undisputed Kingdom in the dirt.
Like, the moment Wardlow didn't win that world title, that was it. It's wild that Adam Cole's best friend is the only one that's actually, making himself worth something. Like, it is crazy. Wild that my best friend is the only one. The man that was yelling my name to the stars this time 3 months ago is the only one proven to be worth something in this group. Cause y'all just lost. No disrespect to Orange, none to Trent either, but like, not for nothing. You, Kingdom, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett just lost.
Current Ring of Honor
current tag champions just lost to Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta.
Like, it's crazy.
Like, meanwhile, Roddy Strong put Orange Cassidy on his back. Like, dropped the longest reigning champion we didn't have in the company. Like,
but after the best friends get the win, the Bucks come out to confront them as they will be facing each other in the semis. And in the main event, Swerve Strickland took on Takeshita in a banger number one contenders match for the World Heavyweight Championships.
Banger.
Like, on top of the knees, throws, and suplex. Once again, like, great performance from Takeshita, from Takeshita.
You said that. You said that on the air.
My bad. Like, I had an MJF moment. Like, once again, like, Kester, one of my favorite wrestlers in AEW right now, period.
Like, knees for days.
Knees for days, German suplex, nasty, bridge game, red thunder bomb on bling. Like,
that, and I'm still talking about that knee to dart. That knee he sent to a diving Darby Allin from the outside of that ring. Just gotta go back and find that match. But
we all know the story we're going with. Swerve gets the win after hitting big pressure. After which, Renee Young immediately asked Samoa Joe how he feels about Swerve winning. And Samoa Joe says that he has to show Swerve that he's not him.
You're not that guy. You out there cheering about what's going to be the biggest fade of your life.
celebrating the biggest fade.
It was about to be the biggest fade of your career. This came out of that man's mouth.
What's Samoa Joe be spitting?
Samoa Joe just be talking to y'all, bro. And like,
stop him. They've been chanting for years, Joe is going to kill you. Stop him.
They're going to eat Swerve, bro. Swerve, don't get me wrong, Swerve had his matches. Swerve fought down Luckbook with obviously the best of them, but like none of them were Samoa Joe.
And now you got to go one on one with this man.
Like, it's just me. It's
like,
me.
Ain't no hangman.
Ain't no hangman for distraction. It's me, you, and a sanctioned match, baby. Like, you really think about it, let go. And don't let Nana even breathe on me too hard, because I'll choke him out before the bell ring.
I will choke him out before the bell.
Like, if I see that on my way.
Like, ask Paul Heyman. I canonically don't care about your mouthpiece.
Do not care about your commentators, your valets, your side pieces.
Like I said, heal like, Paul Heyman up. I was like, come here. Like, I mean, what he did at the Paul said, come here, Paul. Won't you take something back to Brock Lesnar? Like, I want you to, like, what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to put my hands around you. I'm going to put my arms around your neck. And then I'm going to choke you out. And what I want you to tell Brock Lesnar is how it felt when you were getting choked out and as you were being put to sleep. I want you to tell Brock Lesnar how that feels, okay? But sir, I'm just Gavin. I know exactly who you are.
I know what you are. I know exactly what you do for Brock Lesnar. However,
like, so you tell him
exactly how this feels, Paul. We good? You tell him exactly how this feels. You tell him he's going to sleep.
Like, so yeah, like, putting Prince Nana to sleep is nothing.
Prince Nana canonically raises his hand for the majority of the time we see him.
That is it.
Because, like,
once you do the second part of that swerve dance, that's ball game.
Your hand in the air while I choke you out, baby, like, your liver is done. Your liver is done for.
Out of here.
Your liver is done for. That means 3/4 of my body are wrapped around. It's wrapped around 1/4 of the livers that you have for yours. Like, give me that. Like, give me all of the ant.
But yes, sir. Swerve Strickland versus Samoa Joe at Dynasty. It's going to be a banger.
After banger.
And finally, on AEW Rampage, little quick matches. Dustin Rhodes, The Natural, took on The Butcher.
And so we've been talking about hidden matches, hidden wrestling styles. If you just want to see two grown wrestling men fighting each other.
If you want to see a 54-year-old man still wrestle like he's 30-something, both. Dustin Rhodes.
I mean, Butcher up there. Hey, Butcher is a Butcher
first
is
all,
up there.
First of all, I love Psycho Robotnik. Don't get me wrong. Love me some Psycho Eggman. Because that's exactly what Butcher look like. He be chopping on too. Like
46 years old.
Dustin Rhodes, 53.
Like, yes,
Goldust versus Psycho Eggman was like a very nice match. I was very well entertained. Dustin Rhodes gets the win off of a Crossroads Final Cut combination. And then we cut to Bullet Club Gold, who just, you know, invaded the gun house because, you know, my dad house.
Like, hey, bro, it's not illegal when you're related, man. You know that.
Like, it's the family house. We had the key.
Like, he still keep the hottie key right here.
But yeah, Austin Colton brought Jay White to their dad house, where Jay White basically challenged their claim for trio titles. And then when Billy Gunn and his wife showed up, boom, game, bye, daddy.
Ha, ha, bye.
First of all, they threw away all his protein powder.
Like, that was disrespectful. In the trash. Trabajo. But, like,
Deonna Purrazzo took on Riley Rose, and Mariah May took on Nikita. Obviously, the two names you don't recognize lost.
Who are the back two names of the matches? Like,
and in the main event, in this Rampage, in the main event, I say it's Rampage.
He coming for you. Like, you got like three more for Buddy coming at you for stealing his job, bro. He got hired to do one thing. Say that line. Can't just keep taking that from him.
Yeah, in the main event, Roderick Strong took on Daddy Magic, Matt Menard in an AEW International Championship Eliminator, where if Daddy Magic, Matt Menard would have won, he would have just got a shot at Roddy Strong's belt.
So he got a shot at Roddy Strong's belt sometime in the near future. Hope you guys enjoy that.
Obviously, he didn't. Who is Matt Menard?
You want to take a swing at me?
That's 2.0.
You want to take a swing at me?
Like, if anything, this was just more to further the feud between what I'm guessing is going to be Roger Strong and Danny Garcia.
I can see that.
Because Matt Menard is definitely on the back end of these Danny Garcia feuds.
Danny's at a fork. Danny's definitely at a fork because I could still, you know, just run back at Edge and be like, hey, Adam Copeland.
I can't run back at Edge.
Adam Copeland. Could run back at Adam Copeland and be like, hey,
never got that match off proper. So, like, because Christian interfered in the match.
Hey, bro, you got a built. Like, we had a match. Let me get that. Cope open, like.
So, yeah, Roderick Strong, the only person pulling his weight in Undisputed Kingdom, as he was able to put away Daddy Magic.
Yeah, my best friend. I'm doing it for my best friend. Like, y'all ain't got no best friend. Y'all ain't got no bestie. Like, go best friend. That's my best friend.
And that was this week in televised wrestling. Man, it's about to get busy this week, bro.
I really hope so, because I'm so bored.
Like, Supercard finna come up. It's time for Stand and Deliver. It's time for WrestleMania, GCW, Bloodsport, the Hall of Fame coming up. We got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal coming next week on SmackDown. Like,
remember when that was on WrestleMania?
Yeah, up until the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, bruh.
Goodman came.
Like I said, this was a slow week because next week finna bangarang, boy. Yeah, like,
Goodman came and took my tournament.
Not your tournaments.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, Quan, you got any closing thoughts for the listeners?
CEO. All right, but besides that, just keep watching whatever wrestling you want to watch. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter if it's three people in a Billy Goat in the arena. If you want to watch the show, bruh. Like,
it don't matter if it's a sold out crowd or three people and a Billy Goat, baby.
Like, watch your favorite product. And if somebody tell you that their product is trash, remind them that it's not their favorite product. And also, CEO.
Once again, I would just like to personally thank all of you all who are currently listening, those of you all who are listening for the first time, once again, welcomes. We do appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the shares. We appreciate the likes. We appreciate the listens. We appreciate all your thumbs ups. Go, if you're listening to the show, if you ain't rated it on Spotify, Apple, or Amazon, or Google, go ahead and rate it for us so we start getting some stars and
get up in here and get some hours
traction. And pretty soon, like, we had people asking, when can I be a guest? Because, like, they heard some of the second hosts coming, so we had some people talking, so when can I be a guest on the show? We working on all that, I promise.
I mean,
it's somebody listening to this episode right now wondering when they can get on the show. Sir, Mr. Man, and you know who you are, I promise you, we working on it.
He working on it. I'm enough. I'm like, I don't know about y'all, baby, but, like, here's a seat beside me for me. Hey, like, nah, baby. Like, one man show. Like, we the twos. Like,
we the twos.
Like, see what thing we running here, bro. Like, y'all, maybe. Like, a little guest spot. Let y'all talk about a segment. Like, you can discuss Raw. Maybe.
But once again, we thank you all for the support. We're going to be back next week with Collision, Stand and Deliver, and anything else that happens on the road to WrestleMania.
Definitely and we will about Collision next week.
And we will get to you guys on how we're going to do WrestleMania. Make sure you like and follow us on Facebook. Make sure you all like our page and keep up, because that's where you will be getting notifications on episodes dropping. For the Quan Deniable One, I am SWS ZJ Pierce. Reminding you
that Alba Fire and Isla Dawn need their titles back. That is what we're reminding you of. And also justice for Giovanni Vinci. Those are our closing remarks, people. Now go out and be yourself and do what you want to do.
Nerds for life.